everybody. Welcome back to another Lock Talk number 7. So in today's Lock Talk, I really want to discuss a very important topic with you guys. Make sure you guys are following me on Instagram, _JoannaHamilton. If you guys don't follow me over there, I post once a week. I post on Mondays on Instagram. So go over there and follow me. And also, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Joanna Mullaney, over there. I try to upload twice a week. So let's get into it. Alright, so basically in today's Lock Talk, I want to talk about how long do you guys think a retwist should last? Because I feel like when you retwist your hair, it should last. Like, what is the minimal amount of time that you would go without a retwist? And basically on this journey, do you feel like you need a retwist every single month or so? Because a lot of people say, oh, we should get your hair retwisted. So we're going to talk about it, because how long do you think a retwist should last? Okay, so I know that many people probably do have locks and started their locks and are on their lock journey. Now, retwisting is very, very important. My question was, how long do you think a retwist should last? In my opinion, a retwist should last you no longer than 4 weeks. The reason why I say 4 weeks is because after 4 weeks, you've got a lot of growth. Now, I know a lot of locticians are famous, or lock people, whoever is famous, for saying that, oh, after a month's time, like, you should come back and get your hair retwisted. I don't agree with that. I feel like a retwist should last 4 weeks, but at the same time, you shouldn't be getting it done. I don't know if you guys checked out my lock talk last week, Monday, where I was talking about the products that you retwist with, because it's important to know how long your retwist is going to last, because you don't want to be retwisting too often, because retwisting too often can lead to thinning locks, and that's not something we want. Okay, I want my locks to be thick, long, and luscious. The reason why I say 4 weeks is because that's how long people normally keep their retwist up, for 4 weeks. I mean, because you can go longer amount of time without retwisting. Like, that's a whole nother conversation, because it's like, how often should you retwist? Because your retwist is only lasting 4 weeks. I can tell you right now, let me show you guys something real quickly. Let me take you guys to my calendar. So I basically got my hair done September 8th, right? My retwist lasts me one, two, three, four. About 5 weeks, because I'm hitting 1 month post no retwist. And the reason being is because after 4 weeks, your hair begins to grow and you don't see your scalp anymore. But I'm going to talk to you guys about how often do you think you should retwist, because if typically a retwist is lasting you about 4 weeks, should you then consider, you know, retwisting once a month? I mean, the once a month thing, it works for some people if they get it, you know, done once a month. But for others like myself, who don't really care for the neat look, I'm going to talk about that in a separate segment, though, because I know a lot of people can be like, oh, how are you growing dreadlocks? But I don't refer to them as dreadlocks, but how are you growing locks, but you don't really care for the manicured look? So basically, if a retwist is lasting you 4 weeks, then how often should you retwist? Now, like I said in my last lock talk, retwisting really depends on you and the amount of time that you're willing to sit with your locks being fuzzy and not retwisted. I, for one, know that I don't like to get my hair done often because it costs me money. So the reason why I don't get my hair retwisted often now is because it costs money. And that's because I'm real cheap and I'm trying to save my money, and I don't got time to sit there for, no, 2-3 hours to get my hair done. So typically, if a retwist is lasting you 4 weeks, then how often should you retwist? And like I said, again, it goes based on what you're comfortable with. Some people are comfortable with 4 to 6 weeks. Some people are comfortable with 2 weeks. So you really just want to retwist depending on your comfortability. So basically, the reason why I'm talking about this lock talk today, because it's very important, you know, when you should get a retwist. And don't let people discourage you. I'm thankful that I'm talking about the topic on retwisting, because Don't let people discourage you, one, to not retwist your hair yourself. I just feel like people sometimes often can be like our biggest discouragements, because it's like we look to them for like, you know, praise and, you know, adoration and, oh, you did a good job, or, oh, your hair's cute, who did it? We look for stuff like that. And so the reason why I want to say how often you should retwist is because it really depends on you and the look that you're going for. And if you could pull off the fact that you haven't retwisted your hair maybe in like a month or two. And so it's very crucial that you learn to do your locks yourself. I know this might sound like a cliche, like, ooh, it's not a cliche. I just feel like it's very important for people to know how to do their hair themselves, because it kind of gives them the control over that aspect of their life if they don't have control over any other aspect. But the reason why I feel like people should know how to do their hair themselves and why it's relating to retwist is because, like, if you can't get access to a hair salon, who's going to do your hair for you? And it also depends on whether or not you want to stay with your hair the way that it is, going like months without a retwist, unless if you're semi-freeform or if that's something that you want to do. So we're going to continue to talk about this topic because I feel like it's a heavy topic in the lock community, because a lot of times, oftentimes YouTubers, they retwist their hair and it looks so neat and nice, but you don't know how long they wait until they retwist their hair. Some could be waiting months and they could just be batch recording content for you guys. Like, you just don't know what influencers go through, like myself, because I'm an influencer with a platform, YouTube, Instagram, all that. Not really a lot of followers there, but it's coming. But anyways, like, a lot of them put on this glamorous show, like, ooh, I got my hair retwisted. I retwisted my hair myself and it looks nice, but you don't know how long that their retwist lasts them, and also what products they use. Because also what products you use depends on how long your retwist is going to last. So we're going to talk about retwisting your own hair yourself and why I feel like that's the most important thing to do. It saves you time and money, energy and effort. And you want to save your time. You want to save your money. You don't want to use up all your effort or energy. So I feel like retwisting your hair is so crucial to the lock game. I feel like retwisting your own hair has its own benefits. The benefits I would say that I get from retwisting my own hair, even though I probably only retwisted this set of locks that I have right now on my head as I lay in my bed under my covers recording this podcast for you guys. Sorry, we're going to get a little close and personal, because I'm tired of people always telling me not to retwist my hair myself, and that if I retwist it, I'm going to mess it up. First of all, it's my hair, right? My hair, my rules. Second of all, a lot of people don't know the stuff that I go through with people doing my hair, and just not me seeing the actual results that I want to see. Because you think if a lot of people were doing my hair would be down to my butt by now, but that's not the case. Third of all, I'm just really self-conscious when it comes to people being in my hair. Like, I don't really like people in my hair. I don't know. It's just a thing with me. It's just like, don't touch my hair. I'd rather just do it myself, because that's just me. Doing my retwist myself makes me feel like I'm being authentic to me. I'm putting back into me. I'm pouring back into me. That's part of my self-care. That's me doing something that I love to do, which is being my hair. Not all the time now that I have locks, but I'm just saying, like, that's something I love to do, is do my own retwist. Plus, there's a lot of benefits. I don't have to pay nobody to sit in their chair for 2-3 hours for them to sit there and put a comb through my locks. And I just refuse to let people touch my hair. I mean, I'm not saying that I wouldn't have nobody touch my hair ever again. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, for the time being, as I keep my locks on my head, I don't think I will be having nobody touch my hair for a long, long time. And I think I just kind of want that control of taking care of my own hair. You know what I mean? Like, it feels really good to say, wow, you did that retwist, girl. Although it doesn't come out perfect, because that's what someone had said to me. They said, oh, you're going to mess it up. And I'm just like, locks aren't meant to be perfect. Like, locks have their own unique shape and form. They have a mind of their own, in a sense. Even though they're going through your head, they still have a mind of their own. So I'm just encouraging you guys to really just take the time to retwist your own hair, because one, you know the products that you're using, which is very important, because that determines how long your retwist is gonna last. Two, you don't have to pay nobody. I know for a cheap and they'll do stuff for the low, but still, you still gotta find money for somebody to do your hair. So if you're like me, who wants to do it yourself and get it done, then that's what you should do. And also, you don't have to be told how long to come back to the salon. I know this is a cliche. I know people might think, oh, she's a little crazy. No. I say this because a lot of people... Sorry, I got interrupted with a text. But I know a lot of people say that, oh, like after you get done with your first, like, retwist and stuff. Like, let's say you started your locks, right? And I have had plenty of hairstylists tell me this. And you ask them, oh, how long should I come back? They say in a month's time. When you do your own retwist, you don't have to tell yourself, oh, I'm going to go back and retwist my hair in a month's time. You can set the date for a month's time, but you don't have to make the month time be an obligation for you to retwist. Basically, when you retwist your hair yourself, you can basically put yourself on your own schedule. Because I know for me, when it comes to my retwist, I don't plan on retwisting my hair until December 31st. I'm leaving my hair alone for 2 months. I'm going to wash it, but we're going to go do wash and no retwist. So, in the next clip, we're going to also talk about washing and retwisting too, because that's another thing too. How often should you wash your locks? Like, that's important too. So this is a part two to last week's lock talk, because I just feel like I need to expound a little bit clearer for you guys to understand how often you should wash your locks too, because washing your locks is just as important as retwisting. And so we're going to talk about washing your locks, because I feel like a lot of people say, oh, don't wash your locks because that will cause unraveling. And we're going to talk about the next podcast, okay? Because I said podcast, but you guys know what I mean, segment. Now, when it comes to washing your locks, I cannot stress this enough. Wash your locks. If you don't wash your locks, you're disgusting. You're nasty. How could you? And the reason why I say that you should wash your locks is because your hair needs water. They say that washing your hair and washing your starter locks helps the locking process. I've been told that you shouldn't wash your hair because it's going to unravel. Regardless, it's a lock. It's going to unravel. Why? Because it's starting to form. It's starting to coil. It's starting to do something. So I just feel like people telling people not to wash your locks is just disgusting. People say that you can't wash your locks because it's going to cause unraveling. But when you retwist, you might still have some unraveling, because what you're retwisting is roots that have been unraveled that aren't fully locked yet from the ground up. And so a lot of people have told me not to wash my locks. I don't listen to people when it comes to certain things, because sometimes people don't know what they're talking about. Not washing your hair is disgusting. That's nasty. Like, you don't want to walk around with a stinky head. Like, now if I could smell my scarf and know it smells like my head, that means I need a wash, okay? I'm just saying, wash your locks. You can be like me and wash your locks once a month. And trust me, washing your locks is so beneficial. You get a clean scalp. Your hair stops itching. Your hair smells good. It feels good. It's hydrated because you're giving it water. Like, a lot of people be like, oh, you gotta wait months to wash your hair. That's disgusting. So you mean to tell me, so picture this. Picture someone who has 4C hair, right? They go to get their starter locks off, right? They start with beeswax comb coils. So they get them done in January. And let's say the loctician or stylist tells them not to wash their hair for the next 6 months, because a lot of people say don't wash your hair because if you wash your hair, it's going to unravel, which is still true. But you still want to kind of interrupt your locks, but not interrupt at the same time, because you don't want your locks to not be having no water in there because you're too scared they're gonna unravel. But at the same time, if you don't wash your locks, there's all that buildup. So they go get their starter locks done. The person says, okay, you start your locks on the first, come back every 4 weeks for a retwist, and don't wash your hair for the next 6 months. Do you know the amount of buildup that will be in that person's locks? That's disgusting. That's the reason why you're supposed to wash your locks, is because you want to get rid of buildup. Now, I'm not saying that buildup is not inevitable, because you can't run away from buildup when you have locks. But at the same time, you wouldn't want buildup in your locks, because that's exactly what your locks are going to be, filled with buildup. Because you can't think about it, beeswax is mad sticky. So for you to tell somebody they can't wash your hair for the next 6 months, that's nasty. Because they're going to be putting product in there if they go back to you every month to retwist. That's nasty. So I just want to tell you guys, like, I can't stress washing your locks enough. Like, I could really go on. And I feel like I need a vent session about it, because I'm tired of people telling me not to wash my locks. Oh, because it unravels. So what? Unraveling is a part of the process. And I feel like I need to do a separate podcast on unraveling, just because people don't seem to understand that unraveling locks is a part of the process. If you don't wash your hair, that doesn't mean nothing. Like, if you don't wash your hair while you have it unlocked, you're nasty. I'm sorry. Hate to break it to you, but I'm trying to be saying this in the nicest way, humblest way possible. But just wash your locks. Make it a part of your self-care routine. Because if you don't wash your locks, that's just nasty. Like, that's like saying don't drink water. Like, come on. Your hair needs hydration just as much as your body does. Okay? Give your hair what it needs. Lock washing part two. Complaints and rant. Because people just annoy me when they say you shouldn't wash your locks because it's gonna unravel. Sorry, but washing your locks is so good for your scalp. Plus, it's good for your scalp to just get water in general. Although you should be drinking water, but your scalp just needs that water from the shower. Like, imagine if you take a shower and you just wash your locks. It feels so good. That water hits your scalp, it just opens up your pores. You put some shampoo on there, just shampoo a little bit. Be gentle, be nice to your hair. Show your hair some TLC. Show your hair that tender love and care. But yeah, I feel like washing your locks is so important. People just be like telling people not to wash their hair for 6 months because it's unraveling. Unraveling is inevitable. The only way you don't get unraveling is if your hair is fully locked. So if you are in the starter lock stages like myself, then you're bound to get unraveling. And unraveling is okay. You can always sit there and retwist it up. There's nothing wrong with unraveling. They make it seem like, oh, it's going to unravel so bad. Like, some it might, some it may not. But I'm just telling you guys to wash your locks. Because I can't stand people that say, oh, well, I have locks, but I don't wash my hair. Like, that's disgusting. Like, that's not hygienic. All that dandruff and bacteria. And if you have an itchy scalp and you have scalp conditions and all that stuff, and you're not washing your hair, like, that's nasty. So I want you guys to wash your locks, even if you wash your locks once a month like myself, because that will be my routine. I'm still trying to work out a lock regimen / routine, so washing my locks once a month will be good for me. So yeah, washing your locks is super 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 important. You need to give your hair that hydration and that water and that moisture that it needs. Because if you don't get it from your diet, you need to get it from somewhere. If you don't get it internally, you need to get it externally. So one of the things I want to tell you guys again is to wash your locks. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't wash your locks. And I'm going to go back to talking about retwisting your locks too. Because a lot of people tell people, oh, well, don't retwist your hair because if you resist it, you're going to mess it up. I don't care if it gets messed up, because at the end of the day, it's on my head. So let me just voice my opinion about that, because people just annoy me when they say, oh, don't do your own retwist. Like, who are you to tell me what I can and can't do with my hair, my locks? It's my lock journey. Everybody's lock journey, is unique to them. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about retwisting, because retwisting your hair is so important. And so we're back to talking about retwisting the locks. Okay, so retwisting is very, very important. And I want you guys to learn how to retwist your hair yourself. Go watch YouTube videos, because YouTube videos are very beneficial. And I, for one, know that I'm not going to let nobody discourage me from retwisting my locks. I'm sorry, but this journey is just a little more personal, where I do what I want to do and where I do what I need to do. That's important for my hair. A lot of people be like, oh, don't retwist your hair. Go to the professionals. I'm going to pay the professional to do something I could do and learn how to do it properly myself. Hell no. I'm so sorry, but no, it just pisses me off. be like, don't retwist your hair, because if you retwist it, you're gonna mess it up. Oh well, it's gonna be a mess and I'm gonna be okay with that. It's gonna be frizzy and I'm gonna be okay with that. It's gonna be unraveling and I'm going to be okay with that. Sometimes we have to learn to be okay with the state that our hair is in and be okay with it and not care what other people want to think or say or do. Just remember that your life journey is personal. It's unique to you. Like, my lock talks are based off of experience. I tell you guys so much stories because I've been through a lot with my natural hair, my locks and stuff, and people just shaming me because I have locks and making me feel bad. A lady was like, you're locking your hair. That's how you do locks. That's not how it's supposed to do. Again, another shame thing, because I feel like, why are you looking at my head? Sometimes the lock journey is not for those that don't want to sit there and embrace the negative criticism and judgment they will get. Like, sometimes it's just not. There's more lock talks to come, because I'm going in for everybody that says some stupidness about, oh, you can't retwist your locks because if you do, it'll mess it up. And, oh, you should go to professional. And, oh, you should wait months to wash your hair. That's disgusting. And, oh, you should use these products in your hair, when really and truly, if I don't use nothing in my hair, there will be no buildup. And that's what I want. I've semi-retained it, or not retained it, but learned it, because I was looking at my locks and there's dandruff in there, and dandruff can probably cause buildup, but there won't be no buildup if I don't use products. See what I'm saying? So yeah, I just want to encourage you guys to retwist your own locks. So, yeah, just retwist your locks, like, it's important. Retwisting your locks and washing your locks is two things that are very important to your lock journey. And I just feel like oftentimes people take that away from a lot of people because they want to judge them and criticize them for not doing things the way that they should. And people have to realize that the way that people do things is the way that they were taught. Just remember that. Because a lot of people probably judging me for wearing my locks out, but I don't really care what other people want to think. This is my lock journey. This is what's in, and I'll let you guys know. I got tons of stories about people talking bad about my hair. It's nothing ever positive, so that's why I don't listen, because I feel like you ain't saying nothing that I want to hear. I'm not saying that I want to hear. Alrighty, this closes out this week's Lock Talk. I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure that you guys go to my YouTube channel. Make sure that you guys subscribe. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe. I don't know why I said subscribe twice, but you guys get the gist. And also, make sure that you guys follow me on Instagram, _JonahHamilton. I will see you guys next Monday for another Lock Talk. Stay blessed and stay locked. Peace.